The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's one of your favorites, Hugh?
Not at all.
How did I know you were going to say that?
Well, he's
I know,
never come around on the Taylor Swift.
I know. So, some things he does come around on. Not this. That's okay, though, because we know Ross Tucker does. He's our next guest at Ross Tucker NFL for his daily Ross Report. Ross, how you doing today?
Fantastic. What's up, fellas? How are you?
What's going on?
Well, we're good. And we got division round weekend in the NFL, one of the best weekends of the year. Ross, let's get to it, including your first start of the matchup here, Ross. The Eagles and the Rams Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. Now, we saw it in November, and the Eagles won that game handily. Do you expect something similar, or do you think things have changed to where this could be more competitive Sunday?
Yeah, it's such a good question. I have mixed emotions on it. On the one hand, you know, I think the Rams are pretty good, so I think it's asking a lot for the Eagles to win by two scores and dominate them three straight times. I mean, they've done it the last 2 years out in L.A. in the regular season. So to do that again a third time would be super impressive. The flip side is, man, the Rams put a lot into that game last night. You know, they had to play away in Arizona because of the wildfires. They've got all kinds of things going on where they live in L.A., then they have the away game, then they probably got back at 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning. Now they have to a short week, then they come out to the East Coast. It's going to be cold. I mean, I would just say there's a lot that is going against the Rams and their ability to win this game. It's funny because I know, Joe, you're into this, but on the Even Money Betting podcast I do with a guy named Steve Fezzik, a professional bettor, he loves the Eagles -6. Now, that makes me a little bit nervous, you know, because Eagles didn't look that great, especially on offense on Sunday against the Packers. The Rams looked really good last night. I don't know if I'd be laying 6, but I do feel pretty confident about the Eagles winning. It would be a super impressive win if the Rams got this win with everything I just said, including it might snow and it's going to be in the 20s. I mean, that would really be one of the more impressive wins I've seen in the last few years if the Rams come into Philly and get this win on Sunday.
All right, Ross, let's talk about how the Eagles looked a couple days ago against the Packers. It was a 2024 Eagles victory. They ran it. They played amazing defense. They got some turnovers. And the passing game was up and down. I mean, Jalen started 6 for 6, and it felt like, oh, maybe he doesn't have rust. And then, you know, almost two quarters went by without a completion. Ross, what did you notice from the game Sunday, specifically the pass game, which just didn't seem to have a lot of juice after the first 6 completions?
Well, a couple things. One is, I think, and maybe rightfully so, they came out in several series and threw the ball on first down, or tried to throw the ball on first down because they wanted to, you know, get Jalen into a rhythm and they felt like the Packers were trying to stop the run. But what ended up happening is they would throw it on first down, you know, nothing's there, he throws it away or whatever. Then second down they'd throw, they got in so many third and longs. I actually thought in the second quarter in particular, they got away from the run too early. You know, those first couple drives, yes, Hurts completed some passes, but they were also running it very effectively. And I thought they could have and should have leaned on that a little bit more in the second quarter. It did not seem like Hurts was seeing it very well, which I think is usually one of the biggest issues when you have that time off, is just the speed of the game and the speed at which those guys are bringing blitzes at you or disguising their coverages. I would also say, though, it did not seem like the Eagles were getting as much separation as I would have thought or hoped in the game. It wasn't like I was watching and there was wide open receivers all over the place and Hurts wasn't pulling the trigger. I think what we've seen from Hurts really the second half of the year, maybe ever since the bye week, he is not going to put ball in harm's way. I mean, he's much more likely to take a sack or throw it away than he is to try to fit the ball in if he doesn't think it's there, right or wrong. And we can have a long conversation about whether he needs to be more willing to let it rip in those situations versus protecting it. But, you know, with the way the defense is playing and the way they run the ball and the O-line, I kind of get and on some level respect that Hurts does not want to take chances or put the ball in harm's way.
Well, that makes sense. It's worked most weeks, and it certainly worked against the Packers. You mentioned the defense there, Ross. They were outstanding against Green Bay, forcing turnovers, great in coverage. Zach Bond with the big play. And how about Nolan Smith here, Ross? You know, I know every player progresses at their own rate, but his first year in the league, he didn't play much. Beginning of this year, it wasn't much. He was even playing a lot, and I'm sure you remember broadcasting games in the final preseason game. He was on the field a lot, and I just started to think maybe it's just not going to happen or he's not ready. His progression as this year has gone on has been incredible. He's the youngest Eagle ever with two sacks in a playoff game. He was phenomenal on Sunday.
He was awesome. And we've kind of been waiting for this over the second half of the year. You know, I wasn't sure this was going to happen for him. You know, he didn't much last year. They didn't really trust him. And even, you know, to your point, he might have played more than like Jalix Hunt did in the last preseason game. I'm trying to think about that last preseason game, and it felt to me like I think Nolan Smith played most of the game, whereas Jalix Hunt, I don't think he did. It was almost like Hunt was ahead of Nolan Smith, but maybe they just wanted Nolan to get those reps. I didn't really see a lot of moves from him. Felt like he was just kind of a straight line speed guy. Let me tell you, he's got a really cool combination of he has rare change of direction. I mean, Hugh can tell you this, but for him to beat the right tackle with an inside move clean, Jordan Love flushes to the right, the opposite direction of where all of Nolan Smith's body is taking him, and he was able to redirect and get that sack. Super impressive. And then earlier in the game, he set the tone when Elgton Jenkins pulled and he went and blew him up. Last time I saw, he was listed at 235. Like, this is not a big defensive end. This is not a big, thick-legged, 280-pound Hugh Douglas, okay? This is a 235-pound guy who is not afraid to get in there and bang. I think the future is very bright, and I think it's a good example of us needing to just kind of stay patient, and if you've got a guy that can really move the way he can move, but is also willing to be physical and has a nonstop battery, nonstop motor like he does, good things are eventually going to happen.
And they did on Sunday. All right, let's talk about the one negative on the defense Sunday. Unfortunately, the injury to N'Kobe Dean. So he's gone. He'll be out, and we'll see when he's able to recover next season. But, Ross, it gives a chance for someone else to be up. It was Oren Burks in the game this past Sunday. Vic Fangio just spoke and alluded to the idea that maybe Jeremiah Trotter Jr. could get some snaps too. But N'Kobe had been playing well, and I noticed after he went out, Ross, they were throwing at Josh Jacobs more, and I'm guessing Sean McVay will try to get the ball to Kyren Williams next week, potentially, Jahmyr Gibbs. How big of a loss is N'Kobe, and do you think we will see some Trotter Jr. out there on Sunday?
Well, and not only were they throwing it to Jacobs, they definitely ran it more effectively after N'Kobe was out. You know, Jacobs definitely had more success running it after that. The playing two guys is an interesting thing, especially because, and they could change this, but especially because they're both core special teamers, you know? So one way to go would be to take Burks off of special teams and he gets all the snaps on defense, or you could rotate him a little bit on defense and keep Burks on teams, which is the biggest reason why he's there. And he made the biggest play of the game. I mean, the fumble on the opening kickoff was the biggest play of the game, clearly. So I'll be very curious to see whether or not they rotate, or Joe Fangio might be putting that out there just to give Sean McVay something to think about and to not be able to count on it being Burks. That said, you know, I don't know that it's going to deter McVay from trying to take advantage of the linebacker opposite Bond regardless. I would also say, though, to your point, you know, N'Kobe's not great in coverage anyway. You know what I mean? Like, N'Kobe's not covering Jahmyr Gibbs very well if that happened, period. That's a matchup that's not in the Eagles' favor that they're trying to avoid regardless.
Ross Tucker with us here. Ross, let's get your thoughts on the other three games, the divisional round weekend. Obviously, the NFC game will affect the Eagles. Let's start there. Saturday night, the Commanders off a win in Tampa, and this run keeps going for them as they go to Detroit now. They're 8.5-point underdogs. We got some people, including Hugh, who think the Commanders are live here Saturday. What do you think about this matchup?
Well, Joe, you and I were way ahead of everybody else when it comes to Jaden Daniels. Hopefully you guys have pulled the clips. You can go back to the summer or after the draft.
We tried to tell everyone, Ross.
We tried to tell everybody. You know, I liked them more than Caleb Williams coming out. And, you know, every time I go on any other station, they're like, who's your surprise team? Who's your surprise? And I just kept saying the Commanders because of Jaden Daniels. He's even better than I thought he was. His ability to make the winning plays late in games is bananas for a rookie. I mean, the Eagles game, the week after that, Sunday Night Football against the Falcons, a game they had to have, he makes all the plays late. Against the Bucks, he makes all the plays. They didn't punt or turn the ball over once on the road in a playoff game. Super, super impressed with him. And I think mainly Daniels and the belief in him gives them a chance. I don't think they're going to win that game, but I do like the Commanders getting the points. I think the Commanders are going to have a very tough time stopping the Lions' offense. If the Commanders win that game, it feels to me like it's going to have to be like 38-35, and he just absolutely dominated. It's funny. I'll give you guys one that you'll appreciate that we talked about on the Even Money Betting Podcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I didn't even know you could do this, but my co-host is betting under 6 punts in that game. So think about how good the Commanders and Lions both are on offense, but then not only that, Dan Campbell and Dan Quinn, they go for it on fourth down all the time. Like, oh, I mean, the Commanders just went for it five times. The Lions went for it all the time. So you can bet under six punts. I thought that was awesome, and I think that's what the game's going to be like.
Yeah, it's a fun one. The over-under of the game is 55.5. All right, Ross, AFC, Texans against the Chiefs, and then the big one Sunday. It's the Ravens in Buffalo. The Ravens are now the favorite in that game. What's your thought on how the AFC could play out?
Yep, I'll be there in Kansas City on Saturday with Kevin Harlan for Westwood One, which I think will be here on WIP. Looking forward to it. You know, the Texans are elite at edge rusher and at corner, and that gives them a chance. It really does. Plus, I'm curious to see how the Chiefs start this game. You know, I definitely thought there was some rust on Jalen Hurts' behalf. The Chiefs haven't played. When they kick off, it'll be like 23 or 24 days since they played. They haven't played since Christmas. That's a long time without the speed of the game. I think it's a chance for the Texans to kind of jump on them early, which is probably their best chance to win. Bills, Ravens, I can't recall in recent years a more entertaining, exciting, anticipated divisional round matchup. The top two vote getters for the MVP. I think the Ravens are probably a little bit of a better team, but it's in Buffalo. And that's not been a good place for Lamar Jackson, not been a good team for Lamar Jackson to play against. You know, I probably lean to the Ravens because of Derrick Henry, and I just think that is not the best matchup for the Bills, a team that runs it right at them. But the game's going to be fantastic. Josh Allen's going to run a lot. Lamar probably will also. I mean, it's do or die. It's going to be a fantastic game. You know, right or wrong, it's going to be the type of game that's going to take so much out of the winner that I feel like they're going to have run out of gas when they play likely the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game next week.
Probably. Ross, it's going to be a great weekend. We'll be listening Saturday. Enjoy it all, and we'll talk next week, hopefully getting ready for an Eagles title game.
Oh, man, I hope so. Sounds great. See you guys.
There he goes. Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL. How about that, Hugh?